Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning.
Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Miss J in the morning. I'm your host today, Miss J, and it's time to get up, get up, get up. Those of you who have called in, thank you so much. Good morning, and I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud of all of you who are taking the step and making a drastic change in your life for the better. We're going to OD positivity today. Miss J in the morning right here with a live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions, also featured on iArtistRadio.com. So make sure you log on. Download the iTunes app, y'all. I'm telling you, it's the best thing that you can do for your life. If you're tired of listening to mediocre radio, you need to download the TuneIn app on iArtistRadio.com. You can listen to the best music ever, no matter what you like. I think we don't play country music or heavy metal, but anything other than that, you can definitely get a taste of it right there on iArtistRadio.com. Download the TuneIn app, and you can listen to me on demand. Isn't that hot? Like, anytime you want to OD on positivity, you can just download it and listen to me day, morning, noon, or night. All of my international listeners, thank you so much. So many awesome things have happened, especially this weekend. We're in a whole new month. We're halfway through the year, y'all. Can you believe it? Has it really gone by that fast? Yes, it has. So today we're going to talk about you matter. Time matters. Your life matters. Everything that you do, it actually matters. Don't just think that what you're going through only has to deal with you and your immediate family. It matters to the world that you are here. It matters to the world that you actually accomplish your goals. You matter. Not just in the sense that, oh, it might change somebody's life, but we're all connected in some way, shape, fashion, or form. You matter in this universe, and we want to make sure that we come together right here, Ms. J in the Morning, Monday through Friday, to continue to OD on positivity, to get you to that destiny, get you to that purpose, keep you up, keep you moving, keep you motivated. So, of course, we got the Miss J area code check-in coming up a little bit later. Of course, we got some great music to play for you today. But today is also another quick shot, a double shot, a hot shot, better than the espresso in your cup. Today's show is a short show. So you need to tell everybody to call in, 714-816-4743. Get in when you fit in, because if you don't, you might miss it. Now, don't worry, you guys. I know you guys have been saying, it's too short. I want more time. We're definitely going to have more time with you. So I appreciate all of you guys who are calling in at the top of the show to get in where you fit in, get in on the Miss J area code check-in. Those of you who are connecting with me on the website, on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, what's up to all my new peeps? I love you so, so, so much. So now that we've said all that, let's get right back into it. Your life matters this morning. You matter in life. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, please don't think that it's not worthwhile. Please don't think that it's just because you need to have a bad day. Yes, the guy who cut you off actually did it for a purpose. Yes, the road rage that you have, the traffic jam, the retarded people that don't know how to use a blinker and decide to make a quick turn at the last minute without even applying their brakes. Yes, it all matters. In life, the clerk who takes forever in the grocery store, in the line. Yes, it all matters. It's connected. The woman who had an attitude with you just walking into your church, she matters. Your boss that continues to get on your nerves and ask you for stuff that you know is too much for you to do, it all matters. Just don't think that you'll go through life having these experiences, go through life facing these challenges, having these seasons, and it just is, I don't know. I guess people think that it's just to entertain you. I have no idea how people can go through life and think that they're going through something, and it's not for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. There are no There are no coincidences in life. Nothing just happens because. It all happens for a reason, and it all matters. Everything that you're going through, everything that you even wear, the choices you make, where you live, even the car you drive, the school you attend, it all matters in life. So make sure that you're focusing on why things are happening to you. What's the purpose? What is God trying to teach you? What are you supposed to get out of it? What are you supposed to put into it? Why are you in a certain situation? You don't just walk into a situation and it just happens that you want to be there. Just, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm here. Every single thing happens for a reason. Your child was late to school yesterday for a reason. Your car wouldn't work properly and got you late to work for a reason. Now, let me give you a few examples. Do you guys remember, everybody in the world remembers the horrific date, 9/11? Yes, September 11th, way back in the day, it wasn't even really that long ago, but earlier in 2000 in New York when the Twin Towers were blown up and, you know, it was just a tragic event. I don't even want to go through all the details. Most people who are listening, if you've been under a rock and you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google it and get all the details. But what amazed me is all the stories that came out of that for people saying, you know what, I was on my way to work and my wife told me that, you know, let's just take the day off. There was one man who said that. There was another woman who said that she actually had breakfast and she spilled something on her dress. And so it made her late to work, and because of these incidences that they experienced, they were not harmed in the bombing. There were people who went on a last-minute vacation. There was one woman who shared that she had to leave the day before and fly out because she had to help her parents in another state. And she was supposed to, and then there was another story where somebody was supposed to be on that flight, but they missed their flight. And so they didn't go down in the planes. And all these different stories that people are telling, that they thought that things were happening just because it was another bad day, or things were happening just because it was supposed to irritate them, but it saved their lives. And now they have these wonderful stories to share, and they didn't experience the death or losing a family member, or anything like that. You will also hear stories in the news where people were saying, well, you know, I was walking down the street and I just decided to take a walk and I decided to go a different way and, you know, I found, you know, a new store or any, no matter how big, no matter how small, the point is, it all matters. I'm answering the questions to everybody who continues to send me emails, so I want to encourage you guys to go ahead and email me, info@MsJProductions.com. Everything that I say on the show, it matters, y'all. There's a purpose. There's a reason for your life, and I want to encourage everybody today to stay focused on that purpose. I want everybody today to be encouraged and to understand that everything that you're going through, it's happening for a reason. We have the Ms. J Challenge, which is a simple quote, and it states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Now, I repeat it over and over and over again. It has been psychologically, spiritually, and medically proven that changing your actions, your words, and even your thoughts for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. So why not do what works? ODing on stress, ODing on drama, ODing on the thoughts that you're not going to make it, that you're stupid, that you're not worth it, has not worked. It's got you to the place where you are now, a place of frustration, a place of anxiety, a place of worry. You're overweight because you're stressed out. You're eating healthy, you're working out, or you drink a lot of water, and it's not working because the stress is actually adding the pounds. So what you need to do is literally let go. Tell yourself it all matters. The weight that you have in your life now, physically and metaphorically, it all matters. you matter. You matter in life. What you're going through is actually to help somebody else. It's not just about you. When God allows something to happen and when God is strategically moving in your life, he's thinking about 4 and 5 generations out. He's not thinking about the right here and the right now. We're so used to focusing on our situation, where we are, our four walls of life. This is me. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work and make sure this is done so my children can have this. And then when my kids have kids, then it's fine. But God is looking at your great, 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 great grandchildren and how that affects the world. Certain people need to move, and you can't move, or you can't seem to find the perfect house that you want because there are some people that you still need to encounter. Everything in your life happens for a reason. There are some people that had to abruptly move out of your house. Something happened, your house caught on fire, your house flooded, electricity issues, or something, you had to get it irrigated. It just, anything could happen that drastically to get you to a situation that actually will affect somebody else. The grocery store that you shop at, the clerk that you say hello to, or you refuse to say hello to, all mean something in life. We're all connected. Your life is an example. Your life is a testimony to somebody else. People are watching you. Don't think that just because you go out and check your mailbox and ain't nobody out there and you come back in that people aren't watching you. I remember my father used to always tell me, every time you step out the house, make sure you look appropriate, because not only do you represent your family and yourself, but you represent God. I've never been the type of woman to want to step out the house in some house shoes and a bathrobe and rollers in my hair, or go to the store and you ain't brushed your teeth and you got a hole in your shirt or a stain on your shirt, or you're sweaty and you just didn't bathe for 3 days, because people are watching you. You never know who you may encounter. You never know who you may run into. So you want to make sure that you're staying up. You're on your P's and Q's, as people used to say. You're dotting your I's and crossing your T's all the time, because it matters. It matters how you look when you run to the store at 3 o'clock in the morning because you forgot to get some toothpaste or toilet tissue, or your child came down with a cold. Doesn't mean you have to get all glamored up and put on lipstick, but it matters that people see you at your best, even when you're feeling your worst. It matters that you OD on positivity each and every day. It matters that you encourage others to do the same. You never know how you might affect a person. I shared a story with an officer, Officer Roberson, back in my hometown in Stockton, California. I was in elementary school, and there was a program called the DARE program, DARE to keep kids off drugs. It was a drug awareness program, educating children on the hazards of smoking and drinking and all this great stuff. And he was an officer that was assigned to my sixth grade classroom. And Officer Roberson was just doing his job. And it wasn't until recently, literally over 20 years later, that he actually found out. I got to express to him how much he made a difference in my life. He was just fulfilling his community service requirements, to be quite honest, he says. He didn't. He loved to work with kids and just wanted to do something that he liked to do, and he didn't know that he was actually changing the course of someone's life. At that point, I mean, it was in middle school and in high school, he remained a great mentor, and he just did it because I went to school in his district with so many other kids, hundreds of kids that he touched, but he never knew exactly how he affected my life, and I never got a chance to tell him until recently, 20 years later. There are some of you who are making drastic changes, drastic impressions on people's lives, and you may not ever be able to hear it. Or it may be 20 or 30 years down the line. It may be your children will be able to hear it way after you're long gone. People talk about my grandmother to this day. My grandmother, God rest her soul, passed away in 2008. And I'm still meeting people say, oh, your mother was amazing. I remember back in 19-something-something, your grandmother did this, and because she did that, I was able to do this. Your life matters. No matter how little the action, the thought, the gesture, no matter how major, it all matters in life. So I want to encourage all of you guys to live, to make a choice to live, make a choice to live your life with purpose. Be in passionate pursuit of your purpose. Don't just go through life like a revolving door, going around and around, stuck in the same routine, stuck in mediocrity, just doing enough just to get by. It's okay. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to save some money, send my kids off to college, retire, do a few things that I can laugh about and die. It all matters. You want to live life passionately. You want to go after those things that you're passionate about. If you love collecting a certain item, join a group, join a club, talk about it online. It's free to start a blog and share your stories. You never know how you can change a person's life. I encourage everybody, I tell everybody, we should all be authors. We have all experienced something in life that we can share and will change another person's life. There are too many resources out there that will allow you to do it for free. Start journaling. Writing it down, put it together, start your own blog, share happy stories on Facebook, do a video on YouTube just talking about your experience during the day. You never know how you can encourage somebody. Some people can pick it up and say, you know what, I went through the exact same thing, and I had a different result. So why not change my actions or my reactions so I can have a more positive result just like him or just like her? It all matters, so we're going to take the step today to make a difference, to make a change, to be positive, to be in passionate pursuit of our purpose, because we matter. So let's get into some music. Here's my boy Kirk Franklin today, right here on Miss J in the Morning.
I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today. No longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today.
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. And now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
no, you never felt wind blow like this before.
I felt my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay. Today, see today, I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that
Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid to do.
Woo!
Right here on Ms. J in the Morning. The song is titled Today. I promise y'all I'll play that song at least once a day in my house. That song gets me up and gets moving and gets you focused on what your purpose is right now, today. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. You can't change that. You can't even focus on what's going to happen tomorrow. All you can do is focus on this gift you have called today. It is a gift. You have a brand new 24. What are you going to do with it? It's almost gone. Are you going to stay stuck in the issues that you have? Are you going to stay focusing on the stresses in your life? Most people are commenting on posts that I make, and it doesn't matter how positive I am, somebody can always find a but. Yeah, that's all great, but. And remember what I said before, the buts sit you down. You sit on your butts. You get stuck on a butt. A butt stops you from going in the direction you need to go in. You know, I really feel like I should do this in life, but. I really love to do these things, but. You know, I really got excited when I did that before, but. Let go of the butts. And keep moving forward. Make sure you focus on today. Make a declaration and say, today I'm not going to use any more buts. I'm not going to substitute them for a yet either. I'm going to be in passionate pursuit of my purpose. I'm going to make a choice today to be positive in every way. One of my favorite songs by Kirk Franklin called Today. And today I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. So let's get right into the Ms. J area code check-in. Your opportunity to rep your city. My opportunity to keep a smile on your face. Yes, a complete full of myself. So let's get right into it. Those of you who are listening on your computer, if you want to get in on it, hurry up and call 714-816-4743. You can get in where you fit in. Those of you who are listening overseas, shout out to you. I know it's like afternoon, almost evening where you are, so thank you for tuning in and ODing on positivity with me no matter where you are around the world, no matter what time zone you're in. I'm grateful for you. Those of you who called in, so grateful for the ones who call in before the show even starts, and y'all keeping it on lock. I thank you for spreading the word and telling everybody to tune in. I love seeing duplicate area codes, meaning you guys are doing your job and telling people to tune in right along with you. So here we go. The Ms. J area code check-in, 209-501-770-404-518-818-614-518-323-4083-223-860-916. Did I say you already? 757-917-4614. 61295. Never seen that one before. 602. 313, I got you too, boo. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm so grateful for all of you who continue to call in. 513, you just got it. I called you already. See, everybody continuing to call in from the same area codes. I'm so grateful for y'all. You guys are amazing. Love it. Thank you. Shout out to everybody who's listening on your computer. Shout out to my Macs and my PCs. No matter how you tuned in, I'm grateful for you. And that you did. It's not just my show. This is our show. This is your opportunity to show the world that we can have better. We can do more. We don't have to wake up in the morning and hear a bunch of drama, a bunch of horrible news. I mean, if you guys want to hear some bad news, some sad news, you can turn on the TV, listen to those other radio stations. But if you are ready to be in passionate pursuit of your purpose, you need to make sure to tune in, log in to Ms. J in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on iArtistRadio.com. So no matter how you get in, make sure you get in where you fit in. Today we are talking about it matters. You matter in life. Your life matters. It matters that you OD on positivity each and every day. It matters that you take the time to focus on somebody else. It matters that you OD on positivity, focusing on the greatness in your life. It matters that you pursue the good things that are happening in life. It matters that you change your perspective and make a choice to find a silver lining in every situation. It matters that you become a mentor. It matters that you be the best you can be in this season. It matters that you love harder, love longer. It matters that you take your life seriously and believe that it is possible. All things are possible with God, not just some things, all things. There's nothing impossible. You can do it all. You can. The only one that's stopping you is you. You can make the money that you need to make. You can have the things that you want to have. You can influence the people that you want to influence. It all matters in life. So I want to encourage you guys to continue to count your blessings and focus on the great things that are going on in your life today. Focus on it all. It matters. You matter to me. And I'm grateful that you take this time to share with me. We're at the end of the show, y'all. I know I told you it's better than espresso in your cup. Giving you a hot shot. Don't worry. Make sure you keep it locked on MsJProductions.com and find out all the information, updates. If you're my friend on Facebook, you know what's been going on. Yeah, if you're on Twitter, you see what's going on there. And make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. I love you guys. Each and every day, log in with me. You guys confirm that my life matters. And I really do appreciate y'all. I love you. I'm going to leave you with this song that gets me going every day. Another song. Y'all know I love some great inspirational music. Here's my girl, Jill Scott. So blessed. Y'all are blessed. And I love you. And I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.
Gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing is absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Blessed, yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Oh, yeah.
trouble gon' happen. It's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know. Take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed. Yes, yes. Gonna rock the dawn all day long. You're so blessed. Yes. You'll be up in here with our hands up in the air. Waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed.